Blog Talk Radio.
All right, testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, there we go. All right. I think we got sound now. I can hear myself through the speakers. Well, I guess we'll start over. Brothers and sisters, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Do apologize about that. Today is Saturday, March the 3rd, Saturday, March the 3rd of 2018. And the time is a little after 12 noon Central Time. Oh, wow. Never a dull moment, man, with this blog talk shiznit. So do apologize about that. So let's see. Sister Stacy, can you give me a thumbs up and text me if you can hear me okay? I just want to make sure before we proceed, because I've been waxing eloquently for 10 minutes and nobody could hear me. So before we continue, I want to make sure that the sound is coming through. So Sister Stacy, if you could text me and let me know, sis, if you can hear me okay before we continue. Let's see here. All right, I got the thumbs up. Okay, thanks, sis. I do appreciate that. So, all right, brothers and sisters, today is Saturday, March the 3rd, 2018. Today's message is entitled A Message from the Universe. It's a very, very powerful message, so I see why this message doesn't want to get out. So you guys know, anytime you do call in and you can't hear nothing, just text me. That lets me know that something's wrong with the sound, and I can call in another way. All right, Brother Roman gave me a thumbs up saying that the sound is good. So thank you so much. I do appreciate that. I do apologize about that, but, you know, I use Blog Talk because I got, man, over 5,000 people that follow me from this Blog Talk. I'm trying to get people to switch over, but it's really hard to get people to change. So I do the free stuff here on Blog Talk. And all the pay-per-view stuff I do on more reliable channels. Even sometimes that doesn't work out. So today I got a message from the universe for you. And the message from the universe is really very interesting. So the universe is sending you a message. And what the universe is sending you is the same thing that the universe is sending me. And I got this email. And the email was kind of similar, and it was talking about simplicity. And which is interesting because the next show, the next pay-per-view series that starts on Monday, that starts on Monday, is going to be talking about the same thing, but it's talking about simplicity from a quantum perspective. So we want to talk about how simplicity is the message of the universe. It's the message of science, it's the message of biology, it's the message of everything on this dimension. And let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because simplicity is not what we think simplicity is from a universal perspective. So the universe says, okay, I do everything decent and in order. So the universe has a fun sway or functionality to it. The universe has a way of functioning that is different from a lot of the things that we may or may not be aware of. So the universe functions according to this. And so that is the message. At the highest level of science, at the highest level of the universe, at the highest level of biology, at the highest level of institutional or institutionality, there is this ideal of under, over, and understanding order. So focus, discipline, and order. But you are not a average system. See, the problem is that we have been taught that we should assimilate and become a part of a specific group or organization. Each of us has a way that we view the world, and we look at the world, and we miss our true calling. And this has been hidden from you until now. For years and years, most people go through life and they believe. And they have a belief system. And this belief system is based upon something that they were taught. I don't know nobody that has personally or that can personally prove to me that they have purposely or individually spoken to God. I don't know nobody, not even me. Everybody that I know has a relationship with a man who is telling them about a God. I don't know nobody have a relationship with a God, audible or physical or in this physical world, universe, meaning that God physically came and physically touched, talked, walked, ate, you know, y'all like hang out, y'all like bosom buddies. If you are that person, please email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Because we need to talk. So everybody has a belief system. And so if we keep it real, if we are really 100% honest with each other, the people who have a superior intellect, people like myself who are, quote, unquote, master teachers, where do we get our mastery and our information from? See, everybody has to be able to or should be able to do what I do. They should be able to use universal spiritual laws. They should be able to use science. They should be able to use biology. They should be able to use scripture or spirituality to give you a trace back using some type of a system of reduction that adds validity to their spiritual path and gives you a wanted or desired result. So at the end of the day, I only rate myself based upon my effectiveness. So if your goal in life is to do, it's a different point A to point B. If I don't get you to point B, if the life management system does not help you get to point B, then that dog does not hunt. I am only interested in results. But see, the results I'm interested in for you is to help you identify your negative habit pattern. Because if you do that and you see it, you expose it, you unlock the secret code that is keeping you from your perception that you already have locked inside of your DNA, everything that you need for life and godliness. But this is hidden from you, and so my job is to help you unlock that secret code. And the way that I do that is by exposing your negative habit pattern. And the way that I expose your negative habit pattern is by saying things to you or putting you in an adverse environment that forces you to think outside of your current pattern. Because your current pattern, the way that you think right now, is the negative habit pattern. It's right there standing. It's staring you in the face, but you can't see it because it's so close to you. But that problem does not need to be solved. That problem needs to be involved. Let me say that again. The problem does not need to be solved. The problem needs to be revolved, involved. That means loved. Now, let me make sure you understand. See, the universe is playing a trick on you. At the highest levels of government, at the highest levels of all secret societies, at the highest levels of any type of an organization, there is this key which says, you are not average. There is this key that says your fingerprints is unmatched. They are different than anyone else's on the earth. At the highest levels of all government, at the highest level of every ET organization, of every extraterrestrial and every spiritual conundrum that you can imagine, there is this understanding that you are a combination of certain isotopes and certain DNA and certain amino acids. It is this combination that makes you you. That is your, again, frequency signature. So you are a frequency weapon on this dimension. And the enemy want to make sure that you never oscillate or vibrate in that combination. You can have any other combination, but you cannot have yours. I'll give you my combination because it doesn't work. It doesn't lock. It doesn't unlock the key to your heart. It unlocks it for me, but it doesn't unlock it for you. So as long as the universe is trying to tell you to be authentic, but as long as you do not be authentic, then there is you will always be separated from the source that empowers you to be you. And so as long as you don't have power, then you're not a threat to me or nobody else. And you will continue to be my boy or somebody else's boy. So the universe will always make sure that you were never a single standing column of waveform energy. The universe, again, the dark side of the universe, want to make sure that you are always, that you're never a independent leader. You're always a dependent follower. The universe want to make sure that there's always somebody around you that depends upon you to suck life out of you. So the universe sent me here to give you a message. That message is you need to find your true calling, brother. You need to find your true calling, sister, because right now you are not operating in it. Because why? You're not in pleasure. You are in pain. Pain is just living outside of your God-given design. That means that you can't shine. So you are a unique individual. You're just not like everybody else. You're just not a black man. You're just not a white man. You're just not a Caucasian. You're just not Hispanic. You're just not Puerto Rican. You're just not a Latin American. You're not Cuban. That's just your race. That's just a piece of the puzzle, but that's not your true, authentic superpower. So the universe wants me to tell you that you don't have to go watch the movie Black Panther. You are the black, the blue, the green, whatever color. You are the power. You are the technology. You don't go get technology. You don't need no damn suit. You don't need no freaking herbs. You don't need no plants. You are the plant. You don't need the sun. You are the sun. You don't need the computer. You are a computer. You don't need technology. You are technology. So everything that you think you need, you already are. So the universe sent me here today to tell you that you already have everything that you need for life and godliness. But somebody lied to you and told you you're just a white man. You're just a white woman. You're just a black man. You're just a black woman. So like me, you've been dumbed down. So the anti-universe has played a cruel joke on you. This is the greatest trick. So at the highest levels of all secret society, there is one thing. All of the martial arts, I remember taking, I took judo, I took, what's the other one, with all the kicks, taekwondo, and I was learning all this stuff, took boxing, I was pretty good at boxing, I love boxing, I just couldn't stay under 147, they were trying to get me to fight welterweight, I like to eat, I couldn't make the weight, but I love the art. I was pretty good at the art. And I took judo. But I fell in love with Hapkido. Hapkido is it's wrist locks. It's arm movement. And it uses the other person. It's not an aggressive. It's more of a defensive type of martial arts. See, in Hapkido, unlike a lot of the other martial arts, see, at the highest levels of mastery, Hapkido is based upon force and movement of the other person. Hapkido doesn't require you to exert any effort. It takes the aggression of the other person and it redirects it into a direction that is not designed to flow. And so arm bars and wrist locks, see, the knee is designed to move forward and backward. It's not designed to move laterally. Like if you can take your knee and let it dangle and raise your knee, you notice that your knee is attached to your lower leg and then your ankle and your foot. Now, when you lift your foot up, it goes up and down real easy. Now, try to move it left. Try to move it from, side to side. The knee, the joint doesn't go side to side. What about the elbow? Now, my elbow, I can take my hand, I can move it and touch my forehead, and I can go up and down. But I cannot move from my elbow. I can go up and down, but I can't go left and right. The elbow is not designed. So in Hapkido, what you do is you take joints, you move them in a direction they're not designed. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in an engagement in any type of a combat or any type of activity where the joint is moved in a direction that is not designed. Now, if you don't know what that feels like, you should try it out. Everybody should have that experience at least once. And there is something called pain that immediately starts to run through your body when the joint moves in a direction that is not designed. So the universe sent me here to tell you that you are experiencing pain because you're moving your joint, you, the body, your purpose, the reason that you're doing things that you're not designed. So the more things that you're doing that you're not designed, the more pain you are experiencing. And so the universe will continue to allow you to experience the pain until it gets compliance. The universe sent me here to tell you that, you know, God sent me to tell you, science sent me here to tell you, biology sent me here to tell you, all of these systems at the highest level, I'm talking about the highest level. I'm not talking about these lower level entities. I'm talking about these high, at the highest level. The universe is saying you're violating your design. Now, just like every other system, now I can go through systems after systems after systems after systems. Fan Sui is based upon that same system. Religion is based upon that same system. Science, biology, health, wealth, wisdom, they're all based upon systems. Now, what's mind-blowing to me is that we don't know these systems. We have not been taught. Since we don't know that these systems, again, if you want to test my theory using biology, I challenge anybody to prove, again, $10,000, anybody can prove me wrong. This is how you test what I'm saying. Okay, everybody got a wrist. Everybody take your wrist and look at you. Notice where your hand attaches the hand right at your wrist, at the wrist where your hand attaches to your arm. Now, bend your wrist down and bend it up. Notice when you bend it up, it only goes up to so far, like almost like an L. Now, see if you can go past that point where the L is at. See if you, now remember, keep your hand straight. Your arm, put your arm on the table. And as your arm is resting on the table, put your hand flat. Notice you have a straight line going straight across. From your elbow, you have your arm, and then you have your hand. Well, right where your hand and your arm meet, that's your wrist. Now, right there, it can bend up and it can bend down. But notice the limited range of motion from left to right. Now, it does bend left to right, but see, when you take your wrist, if you can touch the top of your hand to the back of your arm, meaning can your hand go all the way back? Unless it's broken, no. Now, the next thing I want you to do is take your hand and bend it down. Now, when you bend your hand down at the wrist, try to push your palm of your hand to touch the inside of your arm. And you notice it can't. So what happens if you force it to do that? Something called pain. I would like for everybody to try that out. And if anybody, now take a video, put it on YouTube. Personally, send it to me. If your wrist can go all the way down or all the way up, where it can make a, instead of right now, you have a range of motion that is called, it's about 180 degrees. You go 180 degrees down, you can point straight down to 6 o'clock, and your hand can go all the way up and it can point to 12 o'clock. Now, if your hand can go from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock backwards, send me that video. If you can take your wrist and go 360 degrees, send me that video and experience no pain. You ain't designed to do that, brother. The body is not designed by its designer. So the universe sent me here today to tell you that, brother, sister, what you're doing, you're not designed to do that. Why are you doing it? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out too. So as a life coach, and that's in my new counseling, and I'm trying to help people, and I'm I'm dumbfounded because people are doing shit that they're not designed to do. And then I tell them, and they get pissed off at me. I don't understand. And then I ask them, why are you doing it? Let me tell you why we're going against our design, all of us. There's something called fear. There's something that's called guilt. There's something called shame. There's something called grief. There's something called a lack of authenticity. There's something called lack of unity. And there's something called worldly attachment. Now, you have one, two, some of you good folks have all seven of those. Those are the seven emotions that deactivate the seven chakras. Let me say that again. Fear, guilt, shame, grief, lack of authenticity, lack of genuine oneness, unity. Some people call that separation. And the last and the most dangerous, worldly attachment, cares of this world. That, again, violates your design. If you ever in life, from the time that you was birthed, from the time that you was born up until today, if have anybody listen to the sound of my voice ever felt one or all of those feelings? Have you ever felt fear? Anybody? I felt it earlier this morning. Have you ever felt guilt? What about shame? You do something and you're like, damn, man, I shouldn't have did that, dog. Man, I effed up. I'm ashamed that I allowed that to happen. Have you ever been disappointed in yourself? If you've ever been disappointed in yourself, the universe is saying to you, stop. You are violating your design. You're not designed to be disappointed in yourself. What about a grief? Have you ever felt like I'm talking about grief, like really strong loss or sorrow? I felt a lot of grief when my mother died. I was like grieved. I was vexed in my spirit. When I really came to the realization as a licensed and ordained minister, at the amount of time after the 10, 12 years that I spent in traditional, my spirit was vexed, homie. I had a sense of loss. I felt like I had been violated. Like I told you guys before, I felt raped. I felt like somebody took something, you know, that was my essence. That's what I felt. I felt grief. I felt fake. Anybody felt fake? Anybody been living your life and you just feel like, damn, I'm not, you know, you come into the realization that shit, I'm not real, man. I'm a freaking chameleon. I just freaking do what other people think or expect. I don't really stand up for myself. Anybody felt like that? What about anybody feel alone? You can be in a crowd of people and you still feel lonely. Anybody feel alone? What about you can't let go? You with Jim Bob treats you like trash. You know you deserve to be treated better, but you know what? You should be alone. You don't think you can get you another man. You don't think you can get you another woman, so you put up with that bullshit. You allow Jim Bob to treat you like, oh, maybe you're attached to your house. Or attachments, worldly attachments. Anybody attached? If you feel any of those stuff, the universe sent me to tell you that the universe is concerned for your safety and your welfare. The universe, the spirit realm, the scientific realm, the biological realm, the electrical realm, and the chemical realm, they all got together and they sent me. They said, hey, dogs, you need to go out there. We commission and empower you to go out there and tell these good people that they are doing something gravely. Excuse me. They're doing something gravely wrong. And so I'm here to tell you what the universe told me to tell you. The universe told me to tell you, the big G told me to tell you that you're not average. You ain't no freaking white man, no black man, no blue man, no green man. You're not a freaking race. You are a celestial being having a terrestrial experience. You're freaking light, as I will reveal, explain, illuminate. So if I started Monday, cost is $25 for members of the Life Management System. Please make that payment today. We start Monday. If you're not a member, please make the payment today. It's $50. After the third, which is today or tomorrow, well, we go for tomorrow. After tomorrow, it goes up to $100 price. So, again, it's either $50 or $25 today to join me as I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify photon injection, photon physics. What does that mean? That means that your fingerprint is not like nobody else. You know you have a spiritual fingerprint, right? You know you have a spiritual DNA, right? Do you know that everything that you got physically, you got the spiritual version of it? I'm going to prove it to you. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the mind, heart, will, emotion, imagination, and the intellectual capacity of your people. Everything that exists in the physical realm is a freaking copy of the spiritual realm. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Everything, everything that exists in the physical realm is a watered-down version of the original realm. Everything that exists in the physical realm is a watered-down version of something that exists in the spiritual realm. Everything that exists in the physical realm is a watered-down version of the original realm. So the shortest path or the fastest way to get everything that you want in the physical realm is to return back or to find the information that exists in the spiritual realm about how the universe works. So, again, the greatest secret in the history of histories of histories is we don't understand how the spirit realm works. Because we think that the physical realm, because remember, Lucifer stole. He made a copy, according to the Apocryphon of John. He made a copy of everything in heaven on earth. All of the ancient text says that he made a copy. So earth is a copy of a higher realm. So your blood that's running through your body right now is dumbed down light. So your real blood type is light type. So what type of light are you? What is your light race? Your spiritual light being. So you know your physical race. What's your spiritual race? So you know your physical sex. What's your spiritual sex? So you know your physical job. What's your spiritual job? So you know your physical diet. What's your spiritual diet? So you know your physical mate. What's your spiritual mate? Everything that exists in the physical realm is a dumbed down copy of the spiritual realm. So the universe sent me to tell you that so that way you can understand, and understand that the highest level of every secret society, there dwells something called mastery and execution of the spirit realm. Without mastery and execution of the spirit realm, you do not understand that there is a very simple way by which to return back to source, to become one with God. And the closer you are to understanding the tools, the steps, the protocol, the hidden codes, the social norm, and then the more intact or one you are with, it is the returning back to source or becoming one with the Father. Now, Yahushua said, when they asked him, how long are we going to be with you before you? We see the Father. We like you, dude. The disciples said, hey, Jesus, you're off the chain, homie. We like you. But how long do we got to hang out with you? When are we going to see the Father? Jesus replied. He told him, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father, because me and the Father are one. He was talking about harmonics. He was explaining to them what I call spiritual acoustics, which we're going to get into. He was breaking down the nucleic editing, or what is called nuclei synthesis. And he was breaking down neural peptides versus spiritual peptides. And this is what is called spiritual photosynthesis. And this happened on the Mount of Olives, where, quote unquote, he transfigured himself. And so if we understand how to understand this process of this spontaneous combustion, which is a spontaneous quantum leap, which we're going to be talking about later in this year, when we get into quantum fusion, then we get into what the universe is sitting here to tell you, which is, you ain't you. meaning that the version of you that you are attached to is the watered-down version of the original you. So while you're here and while you're operating in this particular realm, it's And so while you're here on Earth, operating in the spirit realm or in the fleshly realm, you also have access to the spirit realm. And the people who are the most successful, meaning the people who understand the system, which means the people who operate with the least effort, which means the people who are able to generate unlimited power from the ether that just requires you to be in the right place. That is, again, mastery of what some people would call simplicity. Mastery of simplicity, which means the ability to be still. Because if it's still, it is real. That I talked about yesterday, and then the show that I did where the sound was really, really bad, and I was trying to express, expose, and expand to everybody the true importance of really, really, really thinking and understanding that when you are really, really, really in a authentic place of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, when you are in that place, what does that mean? At the highest levels of government. It's really interesting that, you know, the sound was really, really bad. Because what I was trying to express to you that if you are living your life interrupts God's light. And so the secret of secrets is for you to stop living your life. I didn't say stop living. I said stop living life according to your terms and start living life according to God's light. Now, God is light. He didn't create it. He is light. So sound produces light, as I will explain in the next series. And so sound that is injected into our sound that has a go through certain process produces light. This is called a force or photon. So this light is injected into a dirt suit or called a body. This is called photon fusion or quantum fusion. So this quantum fused induction state is what we are talking about. So at the highest levels, that's called simplicity. So let me make sure you understand. The message from God to you today, the message from the universe, the message from all spiritual teachings, the message from every scientist on the planet, the message from every biologist, the message from every electrician, the message from every chemist, the message is the same. Is that the universe always moves in the direction of least resistance. Now, I don't know about you, just prove my theory, test my theory, and put a lot of resistance in front of water and see what happens. The water finds the area of least resistance. The water will flow into the area of least resistance. The water, Heavenly Father, test the minds of your people. Water flows into the area of least resistance. What do you do? Let me rephrase that. What are you doing? Are you living your life? Are you flowing in the area of... Now, I'm not saying in the area that is the most unethical. People assume that simplicity has to do with laziness or something that is being... or something that is unethical, something that is immoral, something that is easy, something that is lazy. Yeah, that dog don't hunt. The universe is designed on simplicity. And the Bible says it this way, that God uses the simple to confound the wise. Now, this is really important because this is what the message that the Big G gave me that I've been implementing in my life, and it's been working like clockwork. And it's working so well that I'm like concerned. It has nothing to do with money, by the way. It has nothing to do with health, by the way. In fact, you may actually make less money. You may actually, your health may actually go down or decrease. You may have less wisdom, and you may end up, you know, destroying our relationship. Because we live in a universe that is complex, but we serve a God that is simple. So you are living a very complex life that is shutting off a very simple light. And you got a choice today, not tomorrow, but today. Today you have to choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Now, this word simple in Latin is an interesting word. It's the word sim, which means one, plus, which means double or fold. So it means something that is double that folds into one. Sim, pole. Now, simplicity comes from this word simplex. Heavenly Father, test the minds of your people. So we got two words, one and then fold. Something that, again, folds into one, a simple. Something that folds into one, simplified, simplex. It is something that is characterized by a single elemental or element, simplex. Now, in the Latin, the word simplex has to do with understanding that the word sim, which means one, and then we have the word plex, which comes from a word similis or similar, which comes from a Greek word that means homo or same. So we got one, and we got the word plex. Homos, homo, or same. Homo sapien, homo erectus, homo neanderthal, homo gargantuan. There's eight different types of homos. But when you break it down, simple, it means one homo. It means one, a kind, a kin. It means one, or it means same plex. One plex. Now, this is like some deep business. As in the word duplex. So simplex, it means part. Plex means part, one part. Notice a duplex or triplex, they're all in one. But the one is divided up into many parts. So the universe sent me here to tell you today, you're all part of this duplex, triplex, fourplex, whatever plex you want to mean, you want to put in. At the end of the day, it's still one. It's a single part. Single, simple plan. It means one fold. It means one together. It means always, once for all. It comes from a Sanskrit word that means same or sam or to plait, P-L-A-I-T, or plow, a plow, P-L-Y, one plow. Simplicity, my brother. Simplicity. My sister, we're all part of one plex. We're all simlis, S-I-M-I-L-I-S, which comes from the word similar, which means having a likeness or resemblance. So even though we are uniquely different, we all have a likeness or resemblance, similar. and without the understanding of our differences that makes us the same. Now, that should hurt your brain. If it doesn't hurt your brain, it hurts mine. So I am so different that I'm the same? Exactly. We are so different that we are so differently that we're the same. We are so uniquely and fearfully made that we are uniquely and fearfully made different. It means having a likeness or resemblance in a general way based upon gematria or geometry. Heavenly Father, just admonish your people. It means having a resemblance in a general way. So the little g uses geometry, gematria, for generalization. To take, again, uniqueness and to make it general. So in the celestial realm, there's, again, uniqueness. In the terrestrial realm, there's generalization through geometry and gematria that makes you general. And without understanding that you are, again, simless in the Latin, simlar or simlu, S-I-M-U-L. We get the word simplex, which means together. You think that the white man's better than the black man, or the black man's better than the white man. And you engage because you forget geometry, and you forget gematria that makes us general. And all the time, we have characteristics in common, because at the end of the day, we come from the Latin simness, which means alike, together, same. It means that which is similar, S-I-M-I-L-I-S. Resembling, simol, S-E-M-O-L, together. Same, same, homie. But no, the black man's God. No, the white man's God. No, it's the Asian. Yep, the Asian's God, brother. It is the Asian, brother. I got this on good account. So I had a burning bush experience. God appeared to me, brother, and he told me personally, the Asian is God. Yeah, we all have those burning bushes because the Satan, the Bible says, he transformed himself into an angel of light. And he transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. So unless you got a dog that is, again, universal, principally accurate, spiritually accurate, scripturally, scientifically, biologically, electrically, chemically proven on all levels and all systems, that dog does not hunt. So the universe came or sent me here to tell you that it is the simplicity of the gospel. Now let me make sure that you over, that you under, and that you understand. Well, then people come over and then people say it's a lie. There's a lot of people saying a lot of good shitness out there. And in the movies, we miss it because they hide the truth in plain sight. There is this undertow of division that's being promoted. Even in the movie I just saw, the Black Panther, I just saw it for the third time. Y'all know I like picking shitness apart. And it's interesting how kind of like, you know, that old cliche of, you know, that's been promoted, especially within inside of the African-American community, light skin against dark skin, you know, Gold Panther against Black Panther, violence against peace, Martin Luther against Malcolm X. That's what's been promoted. You notice that the X-Man is always killed. Look at the movie. So the Black Panther, so the guy who was promoting it, now he's, both of them was for the people. Both of them was for the black man, right? Or the promoting of Wakanda or whatever inside the movie. But what happened with Malcolm X and Dr. King? At the end of the day, they both got, you know, removed. But also that the man that was promoting the violence got removed first, because that's the most threat. Notice in the movie, who got removed first? The bad guy. Now, that's always promoted inside of the movies by the dominant culture to keep violence on the DL. Now, that's that version of the narrative. As I said when I did the series, okay, you can never allow someone else to establish your narrative, your story for you. So if I'm going to write an autobiography, I don't want nobody writing it for me. I'm going to write it for my damn self. Because guess who knows it best? I know my story. My children don't know. My wife doesn't know. My brothers and sisters, they got a good understanding. Nobody can write an autobiography but me, about me. Now, you got a book that blows my mind, that's about Jesus, but there is no chapter in the Bible written by Jesus. Now, there's the red letter Bible that got his words in it, but there isn't a chapter called again, the Gospel of Jesus. Now, there is a book, there's a bunch of books that was written supposedly by Jesus, but they're not in his book, the Bible. So I'm going to write an autobiography about me, but I'm not in it. I didn't. There's more. Paul got more books in the Bible than Jesus. And everybody's cool with that. I'm concerned. But that's just me. So the universe sent me here to make sure that you understand something. Nothing is as it seems, brothers. Nothing is as it seems, sisters. Your job is to use discernment to see through the smoke and the mirrors. That's what I do every day, all day. And so there is this simplicity of the ghost spell. If you don't have the simplicity of the ghost spell, you are in deep chemistry. Because the big G only uses this. Everybody else doesn't. Without understanding the simplicity of the gospel, then we don't have it. We have complexity of the gospel. That's what we have today. How do you know? You ever read it? Have you read it? Like, have you read it? And a soul on earth can tell me they read the Bible from front to back and they got clarity. There's no soul that honestly read the Bible from front to back, or no book for that matter. Even you ever read some of my shit? Even listening to some of my shows, you probably come out more confused than it was when you started. Complex. So the universe told me, said, I'm telling you, that's why I broke my stuff down. That's why I only see you guys out of Marshall on Sunday and Monday. So that way, starting a new week, so that way we can, the shows was dumbed down from 5,000 down to 365. So you got one a day. The 50 books was, again, I'm only sending out two, three. Now, can you, do you have access to all of the books? Sure. Do you need them? No. It just creates more confusion. So the universe says, yeah, Brother Will, there's a pattern that produces power. It's called simplicity. There are simplicity patterns. They are easy to implement and duplicate. Those dogs hunt. Use that. But I say, no, universe, I want to come across as being educated. I want people to say, hey, that Brother Will, that brother is awesome, man. That brother is deep. That brother is knowledgeable. He knows a lot of shizness about a lot of stuff. So I'm telling you, this is me having a conversation with me. And the other me, you know, me, myself, and I, all three of us get together, and, you know, we have these knockdown, drag-out fights all the time. But my spirit man is telling my soul something, but my soul doesn't want to go along with the program. Then my soul is telling my body, and my body said, bump you, soul, and spirit. So we got a war going on between my spirit, my soul, and my body, my head, my heart, and my gut. All three of them, they got their own mind. All three of them are doing their own thing. They ain't trying to work together. So therefore, the dogs don't hunt. We don't get results. We're not oscillating and vibrating in wealth, health, wisdom, and total curling relationships because my head is on one planet, my heart is on another planet, and my gut is thinking about Krispy Kreme donuts all day. So we got a conundrum. And the universe says, homie, let me solve your conundrum for you. The path of least resistance. Now, this should bother you because it bothered the hell out of me. And the reason that it's bothered me because I like adversity. That makes me feel like I'm doing something. So I'm addicted. Brother Rome, I'm addicted, brother. I'm addicted to problems. I look for problems. I like adversity. Now, y'all know me as this peaceful guy, right? That's a misnomer. Because I like conflict because I grew up. See, that's my norm. Conflict is my norm. But see, I've been lying to myself and saying, hey, self, you know, you're a laid-back guy because I send out the vibe that prevents the confrontation. So because I don't have a lot of confrontations, I say, hey, I'm a laid-back guy. But everybody says, well, no, we don't really confront you, dog, because we don't know what the hell you're going to do. Your ass is crazy. So we just kind of leave you alone. So my kids was like, yeah, Dad, we, you know, yeah, we were good kids because you punched us in the chest in front of, like, in public at Walmart. And then you ask anybody else if they want some. So we learned real early that we didn't love you. We was kind of afraid of you. That's why we sit in church and didn't blink for 2 hours. So it wasn't no love. It was fear. So I'm going through life thinking that, hey, you know, I like simplicity when in actuality, I've been controlled. I've been confused. So the universe is telling me, let go of drama. Let go of trauma. Let go of fear, doubt, unbelief, grief, shame, being unauthentic, being separated, isolationism, being attached to the cares of this world. Let all that shitness go. Then I'm like, well, hell, if I let all that go, I ain't going to have nothing to do. You think? So then I read the scriptures, and let me close with this. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. This is what the universe told me to tell you today. The big G said, did I hear a voice? No. Did I see little green men? No. Was there a bright light? No. Did I have a burning bush experience? No. Well, Brother Will, how the big do you know it was the big G that told you? Because it was simple. It's the most common, it's the easiest, and it's the thing that requires the least amount of effort. That's why I know it was from the big G. All systems on earth use this same principle. All systems that work. So I don't know about y'all, I'm at the point in my life, the stage of my life where I just want shit that works. I'm interested in, you know, warm and fuzzy. Now, warm and fuzzy was good. I liked it. It was great. But now I just take solutions, thank you. So this is the solution to all problems. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. Now, the first time I heard that, I was like, what the? Can you say that again in English? But let me read it in the New Living Translation. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. I hope you will bear with me a little. I hope that you bear with me a little in my foolishness. But you are already doing that. So everybody is listening to me. Y'all been bearing with me in my foolishness. And everybody that's listening to you, they're bearing with you in your foolishness. See, what is foolishness? Doing shit that don't work over and over again. It's called Groundhog's Day. I did the show already. So everybody's been doing the same shitness, but you're getting the same results, and those results means that I owe people money. I got more bills than I got money. Or I got more bad health than I got good health. Or I got more ignorance than I got wisdom. Or I got more bad relationships than I do good relationships. And I'm knocking on 60. So now I'm doing pretty good. But I should be doing a whole lot better. Well, Brother Will, that's remarkable, brother, that you came to that astute revelation. So what's the problem, brother? You are the master teacher. Tell us. We listening. Okay, let me tell y'all what's going on. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1 says, I hope you will put up with a little more of my foolishness. Please bear with me. So I don't know about you. I'm not trying to put up with no more foolishness. I'm done. Stick a fork in it. It's done. So foolishness is out. Let's get some non-foolishness. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to be, I have espoused you to one husband, but I, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Again, what the hell does that mean? Okay, the New Living Translation says this: for I am jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. I promise you as a pure bride to one husband, Christ. So this is starting to make a little sense now. So that's a promise made. And the promise made is, notice they didn't say nothing about Jesus in this scripture. Nowhere did the word Jesus mentioned. Everything is Christ, Christ, Christ. So again, we're not talking about the person now. We're talking about the title. We're talking about the position. So I promise you a diaconia. That's what he's saying. Now remember, the universe sent me to tell you today, you're violating your design. Now remember, we start off talking about pain compliance. We start off talking about high keto. In high keto, you take risks. You take joints and you make them go in the direction they're not designed to go until they tap out. Now, I'm an expert in high keto. I like high keto. So y'all already know, if you get in confrontation with me, while you punching me in the head, I'm going to be grabbing your wrist. I'm going to grab your arm. And I guarantee you, ain't lost a fight yet, I guarantee you, you will tap out. Or I'm going to break your arm. Then I'm going to break your knee. Then I'm going to break your ankles. And I want you to fight. I want you to stand up on broken ankles. I want you now. You got all your boxing skills. Or you got all of these skills. I want you to fight me with no knees. Now, there's a lot of different art forms. I'm not against none of them. I just like the one that, again, neutralizes the threat with pain. Something happens now. I can personally talk on this one. Because the pain that I've been having in my tooth, it just shuts me down. That's why I'm getting it taken care of. Pain equals compliance. It's the greatest shizness on earth. If you apply enough pain, I guarantee you, you're going to get compliance. So the universe says, the universe sent me the same message. The universe says that you got pain in your life. It's called more bills than money. Why? Because you're not operating according to your freaking design. Brother Will, this is my message. I'll just invite y'all on to listen. The universe said to me, Brother Will, you're not in optimal health. Why, universe? You're not operating according to your design. You're over here eating sugars and donuts and steaks. You are a freaking gorilla. You're supposed to be nuts and berries. What the f*** are you doing? Well, universe, I like the taste. Are you going to eat for your tongue or for your life? I think I'm going to start eating for my life. I don't know about y'all. The universe is talking to me, and I'm listening. I'm taking notes. Then the universe says, so you need to tell me you got a God that was given to you by man. Have you ever talked to that God before? Did you personally talk to him? Everything you learned about God, you learned from a man. You didn't learn from no damn God. The universe is telling me, Negro, you got a relationship with some man. You got a relationship with no God. Because if you did, you'd have some solutions. Okay, universe, I'm taking note. The universe is saying that your relationships are not oscillating and vibrating on a level because you're still trying to love and own. It's not unconditional. The universe oscillates in unconditional love. You still love if. You got to remove the if. Okay, universe, I'm all ears. How do I do that? So the universe says, okay, read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Chapter 11, verse 2, okay? I am jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. Okay, there's jealousy. That means I'm mad at you. And my level of jealousy is at the highest level, God. Why are you jealous of me? Why are you upset, angry, disappointed, envy, strife, all that stuff? Because I promise you, as a pure bride to one Christ, you got another Christ. Oh, that's why you pissed off. So the universe, my brothers, the universe, my sisters, is pissed off at you at a universal level. Now, let me make sure you understand. Now, if I'm pissed off at you, Brother Rome, you good, brother. I'm a nobody. But, Brother Rome, if the universe is pissed off at you, bro, if God is pissed off at you, you got some concerns. So the universe is telling me, Brother Will, you are awesome dude. You Master Teacher 33. We know you like you some you, brother, but we a little pissed off. So I said, "What? Okay, my bad. What am I doing wrong?" Well, you are not. We promise you to one Christ, and you got another one. I do. Yeah, we think it was 11:3. I read it. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Oh, damn, he got me. So you mean to tell me, writing a 600-page book so I can appear more eloquent and educated, instead of saying what I wrote in 600 pages, what I know I could probably say it in 100, that's probably not the best thing to do? Yeah, no shit, homie. Oh, so I got a 600-page Dear Canary report. Because I figured the more pages, I can charge more money. And I can line my pockets. But it might take a little bit longer to get, you know, an understanding when I can just speak plainly and just get straight to the point in probably 200 pages. But if it's 300 pages or 600 pages Dear Canary report, then people feel like they're getting, whether they do or not, I'm giving them more fluff. And the universe is telling me, that makes you feel educated. You're doing that for you. You're not doing it for Christ. It's ain't about Jesus. It's Christ, the messianic office. The first is one in that office with the power and the authority to fulfill that office. We have a problem with you, Brother Will, because your ass is not in office. So until you get in office, you ain't going to get no power. Because the power comes from the position. And you ain't in position, homie. I said, but hold up, homie. I mean, come on. I'm Master Teacher 33. I'm doing what I'm called and gifted by God. You know how when we get spiritual, when we get super spiritual, it's not God anymore, it's God. So I read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 again. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, it says, but I fear that somehow you're pure and undivided devotion to the messianic office that gave you your power has been corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. Damn, he got me again. See, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. I'm just a humble servant. I just do what I'm told. Now, I'm a little slow. Light comes on. It comes on, Brother Rome. It comes on. It takes a little while, but it does come on. And I wouldn't trade my methodology of learning for nothing. Because when I get it, it might take me a while. But when I get it, I get it. Because I got personal experience and I got a trail of tears behind me. And I know I do not want to go back down that road. So my message that I'm sharing with you today, that the universe is sharing with you today, that the spirit realm, the etheric realm is sharing with you today, that the crown chakra all the way down to the root chakra is sharing with you today, that the astral realm is sharing with you, that the blood, carbon, fire, light, plasma, all levels are sharing with you today. They're all sharing the same thing. Use the KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. Or, that's for me. For you guys, keep it simple, saint. See, I would never call you stupid. You're a lot more educated than me. Keep it simple, saint. See, we are overthinking this. So let me make sure I'm crystal clear. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 says, I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion, notice what happened, pure undivided devotion to Christ, will be corrupted just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. So whatever got Eve, that's going to get you. That's what the enemy is trying to use to get you. Verse 4. For if someone comes and proclaims a Jesus other than the one we proclaimed, or if you perceive or if you receive a different spirit than the one you received, or a different gospel than the one you accepted, you put up with it way too easily. Brothers and sisters, the universe is based upon the simplicity of the gospel. The gospel is a good spell. It's still a spell. So let's not get it twisted. It's still grammar, grammaria, grammatus. It still uses geometry and gematria. But the big G has decided, instead of changing the whole system for now, he's going to use the system. He's going to use the foolishness of preaching. He's going to use the foolishness of geometry and the foolishness of gematria to make sure you understand that you are generalized down here, but you are nucleotide up here. Down here, you're generalized. In the spirit realm, you're nucleotide. Your nucleus goes through a synthesis process that activates your spiritual acoustics through vocal profiling, meaning you hear a sound, the sound activates a spark. I'm going to break all this down inside of your body that fires your photons or your light. Sound produces light. That's why faith comes by hearing. No sound, no light. I'm not talking audible. I'm talking about frequency wave that comes from a non-frequency or a non-wave. So moving forward in 2018, we're going to break all of that down. How do you get frequencies from non-frequencies? We're going to break all that down for you. So brothers and sisters, 2 Corinthians 11:4, as we close, you happily put up with whatever anyone tells you. Even if they preach a different Jesus. So remember, up until verse 4, it was all about Christ. Now they introduce the person. So your position comes from this particular person and that name, Jesus, that I spent a whole hour breaking down because it's just not what we have been taught. It goes a whole lot deeper. So I don't know if you guys remember that show, that series I did, where I started with let me see if I can remember it. Okay, I started with YEHOW. That gives us, again, it started with IEOUSR, Oshua. Then it gives us YEHOW. Then it gives us YEHOWSHUWA. Then that gives us Yehovah, which gives us Ayah, HAYAH, which gives us Hava, HAVA, which gives us Abba, AVAH, which gives us the other Ayah, HAYAH. All that means existing one. It means the desire to exist. Then Shua. So you got two names. You got Yeh and then Shua. Yesha and then Shua. And Shua, which means delivered or to liberate. So we exist to deliver or to liberate. That's what the name Jesus means. The name Jesus is a name that's given to people who are sent down here on this earth to exist inside of a dirt suit in order to direct, to deliver, to deliberate victoriously and opulently. That's what the name Jesus means. And Christ, as we talked about, comes from the word Christos, Creo, Cryomai, Cryer, Chiomai, Chasma, and then Chao. And we broke all of that down in a previous series as well. So brothers and sisters, don't allow what happened to Eve to happen to you, which means don't allow the cunningness to deceive you, because this is what causes the jealousy of the universe, where the universe does not respond to you. The universe does not respond to non-universes. God does not hang out with non-gods. God only responds to God. If you are not being God, God does not respond to you. That just simply means if you're not being light, if you're being life, if you're not being love, if you're being something else, if you do not have a mental position of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meanness, self-control, the universe does not respond to you. So your job is to do that. That's simple. But we make it complex. So we must use the simplicity of the ghost spell in order for the universe to respond. My brothers and my sisters, the universe wants you to overstand. Don't be led astray from this process that is the process of simplicity. Complexity is not spirituality. Spirituality is simple. God uses the simple to confound the wise. Join me Monday as we go further into this simple process of how sound produces light that animates our body, that allows us to engage in this process of, again, shining so other people can see which way to go. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, so the part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.